our football team's healthier. It was good to get outside today and practice in pads. We were able to do a number of fundamental drills. I had some individual work with the offense, defense, had a chance to walk through some things on special teams. Our focus was on normal down and distance for the Minnesota Vikings. So it was great to get back at it, and we're healthier, and it's nothing like practicing outside. It's a beautiful day.
You talk about the move of Tauscher to IR, Mike.
I'm sorry?
You talk about the move of Tauscher to injured reserve, just what that shoulder injury is all about.
Mark Tauscher to IR, I mean, it's clearly a medical decision. Obviously, Mark suffered a significant injury. I don't recall exactly which week, you know, went through a week or so of opinions. Made a lot of progress week to week. Practicing with the harness. Without getting into the intricacies of, you know, trying to do more and more each week, we just got to a point where it was in Mark's best interest to have the surgery, and then, you know, from a big picture standpoint, the opportunity to bring back Spencer Havner was the personnel decision we made. But I don't think we would have been able to get Mark to the point where he would have been able to play with the harness with the things involved, the way he does play, and the fact that it is his right shoulder as opposed to his left shoulder. So, but he made a lot of progress. You give Mark a ton of credit for trying to play with the injury. You know, some people are not able to do that. He gave it a go. He's also going to still be a big part of our football team. We've asked him to stay a part of it in the meetings and travel with the team and so forth. And it's not always the case with individuals that are on IR or PUP. Everybody's a little different. But Mark Tauscher is still a big part of our football team.
So he had the surgery already?
I think he's scheduled for tomorrow, but that hasn't been finalized yet.
Mark, think he could play with us now?
I don't know if there's ever.
Are,
I mean, this is clearly a medical decision. Obviously, Dr. McKenzie and Mark have a long history together. Ted Thompson. I mean, this was a conversation that goes on weekly. Like I've stated, he made progress, but we just fell to the point. Number one, it was in Mark's best interest to have the surgery, and then, you know, with our specific situation as far as moving forward with the roster.
Mike, do you lose any? I mean, it's good that you're going to keep him around for all the different things. Do you lose anything not having a guy like him on the 53 or a guy like Al on the 53 in terms of just their experience and with your aspirations for this season, you think?
Well, it's part of the game. I mean, had an opportunity to talk to Al today, and you know, Al Harris played over 100 plus games. Mark's had a tremendous career here. I mean, they bring so much experience both to the field and to the locker room. Yes, that's part of it. But it's also the path of our season. Injuries do occur. Decisions are made, and you know, we're always going to operate and do it in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers from the chairs that we sit in. And you know, but Al Harris and Mark Tauscher have been excellent Packers, and we appreciate that. But you know, at some point, you know, careers do come to an end, and you move on, and you appreciate what they've done, and you know, Mark will continue to do so and be part of our football team.
Mike, did you see Al out or call him today, or
just as far as, you know, the communication? We did not have a chance to talk to each other, but you know, I had a chance to talk last week. I don't want to get into all the personal part of it, but Al's doing fine, and I know they're excited about having him in Miami. So we wish, like I said last week, I wish Al nothing but the best.
Mike, is Driver one of those guys that you kind of said before we started the bye that there might be some guys that would be questionable coming back?
Well, Donald's absent today on a personal matter, so he will be either back in town late tonight or tomorrow. He's excused for a personal matter.
You updates on this?
I do not have an update on Donald as far as him medically, and we'll have all that information for you Wednesday.
You guys have been pretty good coming out of the bye. I think they're 3-1 under coming out of the bye. What's the biggest challenge coming off a bye?
Well, we may be 3-1, but there's no secret to it. Every year is different, and this year has definitely been a different challenge for us. We needed this bye. So we do want to pick up where we left off as far as winning. That's the most important thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm stating the obvious here, but more importantly, we need to improve. So the opportunity to practice in pads today, the opportunity to practice the right way, to have a semi, a pretty healthy football team, to me has always been the focus coming out of the bye. It's about winning games. It's about improving. And you got to play your best football in November, December, and that's always been our, our plan, which I'm sure is everybody's plan. But that's the way we structure our practices.
Corliss and Pat Lee full go?
Not quite, but Pat looked good today. He practiced today, and Andrew, we're just just being smart with him.
Mike, when you come off bye and you have that time as coaches, do you spend a little time experimenting and coming up with a lot of new things? Is there a challenge not to do too much new? Or
well, I think it's very important to be extremely critical of yourself, and we've done that. We've gone through the first 9 games. You'll see some adjustments as we move forward. You may notice them, you may not, but we've been very, very much in tune with the personnel groups that we're using, how we're using people, how we can better use them as we go down the stretch. So. It's a challenge when you have a healthy team to get your inactive list in order, and that'll be a challenge this week going from 53 to 45. Those are the challenges that you want. But we just want to make sure we're using everybody the best that we can, and whether it's certain individuals and different personnel groups that we haven't used them before and so forth. But this time was very good for us as coaches.
Generally speaking, what were you the most critical of yourselves?
Myself, individually, or as a football team? Just more scheme things. I mean, I read our profile to the team today. What we look like to the rest of the league as far as where we rank statistically, but more importantly, how we can improve in those areas. I mean, statistics to me are. Or excellence barometer to look at a certain area and break it down and apply it appropriately. You can overreact to statistics, but it's not that we don't look at them. We look at all that stuff weekly, but we just had a little more time to break down the film and really apply it to our game planning. So just more schematic adjustments, I would say.
I know the Jets had their bye. They actually game plan against themselves. Do you go to that extreme?
Well, I think I've already said that. We do a profile, which is we have a profile of our offense, of our defense, of our special teams. So, answer your question, yes.
So that's what I've never heard that term before, a profile. So you approach it.
We self-scout it ourselves. Okay.
It's our
profile, how we would assume people would look at us.
With Abner back, and you added a bunch of linebackers a couple weeks ago. Are your special teams maybe as good as they've been here in a while, as far as just having the first personnel?
Well, our profile on special teams is we've been up and down. And the biggest challenge that we've had as a football team because of the number of personnel changes has directly hit on special teams. So the thing we're going to fight for is consistency. In our special teams units, so that's the first thing we need to improve, because there's times where our kickoff coverage is excellent, and that's reflected by how many times we've stopped them inside the 20. But then we also have, I think, 4 kicks that come out across to the minus 40. So the consistency is really the number one focus for special teams.
Mike, from a health perspective, were there any guys that have been playing the whole time but have been playing somewhat hurt that you feel really benefited from the bye?
I think you could say that for a lot of your players. I mean, I know we have the injury report. It's very important, and you put it out there, but, they all got bumps and bruises. And if they have going through a season and having a bye week at week 9, in hindsight, that's a challenge. And that's to play 9 straight games before having a bye. I mean, there's I think any team that plays that long without a bye would be beat up. And we definitely fell in that category. So, I mean, our whole football team benefited from it.
You had it pretty early last year, right?
Correct.
What if you had your druthers, what's the optimal time for a bye, do you think?
I'd say six games. I think six games into it would be six or seven.
Then you got to play nine in a row or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's nothing like November, December football. I think it's this is what it's all about. This is what you come together in March and you prepare for. So, everything we want to accomplish is right in front of us. We got to win the division games. The ones on the road are always the toughest, and that'll be the case in Minnesota on Sunday.
So it's tough to wait that long for a bye, but maybe there's some real value in having gotten through it and now getting it.
Yeah, I feel a lot better than I did here last week. Yes, I would say there's value in that. Yes.
Mike, where does Ryan Pickett? Where do you think he'll stand coming in this week?
Hopeful to practice on Thursday is the early plan for Ryan.
And how do you think Starks can help you? What's kind of the plan for him?
Well, he's a talented young man. There's no question that if you had a chance to watch him the last 3 weeks, and he had number 28 jersey on. He looked dang good in it today. So he's a big, physical, athletic runner. I mean, he's got a lot to learn. He needs the details of the little work, that the little things that you get into the team period. So I think we had 24 plays of the opponent team, and he may have ran the ball in 18 of them. So, and that's exactly what he needs, because that's what he missed. I mean, he missed big part of the spring. He missed all of training camp. He's missed a lot of football. So,
because of all that time that he missed, is it important to kind of just get a look at him now?
His look's over. He's on the 53. He's competing to play. I mean, I'm not looking at him. I mean, he's one of our 53. He needs to get ready to play, and that's. What all 53 players look for, an opportunity to compete during the week. We do it in our Tuesday meetings normally in a normal week, and we stack the board and how you get from 53 to 45, and this player is competing against that player. Special teams is usually the tiebreaker, so he needs to compete to get up on the field on Sundays.
Matthews, how's his health?
He's about the same. Yeah, he's about the same.
Mike is.
You're not going to wait to Wednesday for that report, I guess, huh?
Like, is Charlie creating one of those good problems to have as a coach at safety? It doesn't look like he's going to give up his spot to Atari without a pretty good fight.
I mean, I agree with your opinion. I mean, Charlie's played very good, best football. Charlie Peppers played as a Green Bay Packer, and that's exciting. He's done a very good job. He's an excellent communicator. He's done a very good job down around the box. He's tackling better than I've seen him tackle. So he's had a chance to get healthy. He was banged up in the beginning of the season. He's played very well for us the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Mike, you're going to be at Domes for the next 2 games. Why practice outside?
My goodness, practice inside, I should be outside. Now I go outside, I should be inside. You can sound like the players. But we're going to be in Domes actually 3 out of the next 4 weeks, if you want to get technical. But there's nothing like fresh air. There's nothing like playing on grass. We'll be inside plenty this week. We'll practice at least twice inside. I don't ever question that. I'm more concerned about not the surface, the crowd noise inside. When you work the crowd noise in the Hudson Center as opposed to outside, it's significantly different. So, but we'll make sure we have plenty of periods to get that done.
So does an NFL head coach watch NFL games on Sunday when he's got the bye, or does he spend time with his family?
Well, I watch one game on Sunday, yeah.
you obviously will get the film to watch, but you do watch it somewhat closely, or what did you do?
Yeah, I mean, there's things you can, there's things you can pick up off of TV. The film did get here till late last night, and watched it again this morning, so. But I did watch the Chicago Minnesota game. And any time there's a Sunday night game or a Monday night game that you have an upcoming opponent on, I'm sure they'll watch that.
Do the Vikings look a lot different than they did a month ago when you guys played them here?
Well, they look, they're a different team in my opinion on grass than they are on turf. I think playing up in the dome is a really big advantage for them with the crowd noise. So, I thought they schematically how they're you know how they're playing are doing a lot of similar things. So.
Getting back to Starks, I know you put so much value in your halfbacks pass blocking with Brandon and John. I guess how is Starks at pass blocking, and can you even know until a game situation at this point? Or
well, you do the best you can in your practice structure, but I agree with the point you're trying to make that there's a significant difference between practice and games. But he doesn't lack for anything physically. I'll say that about him. So, and Edgar Bennett's an excellent teacher, and we'll continue to work with him, you know, before and after practice and get him ready. Thank you.